The victim's mother is Jennifer Olson of Seattle. She identified him as 17-year-old Austin Stevens of Wrangell. Stevens is a high school senior and is on the wrestling team.
My son had consumed too much alcohol and passed out, woke up, just kind of tidbits, woke up and remembers punches, trying to block himself from punches, woke up the next morning, swollen up, unrecognizable, severely hurt.
The Wrangell Police Department is releasing little information about the incident, but said several minors and at least one adult were present. Lieutenant Merlin Eller says there is an investigation underway. He explains why the ages of those involved in this particular case are important.
If you've got a felony assault, if there's an adult on a minor, it just ups the level of the assault. But as far as it still goes through a court process.
Olson says someone took pictures and possibly video of the assault. She says she saw one of the photographs, which she describes as showing Stevens unconscious on a bed, being punched repeatedly. Olson says she does not believe the police are doing enough to find those involved.
I don't care if they were watching. I want the person taking the pictures. This is a heinous crime, and I will not stop until everybody there pays for what happened.
Olson says one of the worst things is that Stevens knew his attackers.
Yeah, they were what he considered to be his friends, which obviously they are not.
Lieutenant Eller says he doesn't know how long the investigation will take, but that the police are following up.
Basically, when we get the reports together and all our investigation thoroughly done, we forward the reports for charges or whatever to either the DA's office or the juvenile office to prosecute.
The police department asks that anyone with information about the crime contact their dispatch line at 874-3304. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.